Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom. TJIF. Thank you. Rastafari. Shabbat Eve.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Some call him King Alpha, which is the rose of the earth.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain and give all your victory again and again.
Meskel Abra Samayin bekoakibit shalame. Kohulum yilik zahayin asaye. Meskel abra. Samayin bekoakibit shalame. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Calling all of your children to shine, shine, shine.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
As you say, Hakol Lomdim, Hakol all Lomdim. Learn right here, here, here. We're going to start out here with Kabbalat Shabbat, the Psalms, and the English verse, and then the Chavarim on the read right here, here, here. For this Shabbat time, the Sabbath Eve, the prep here on the E and the I right here for the T-J-I-F. Thank Jah, Rastafari, it is Friday.
Thank Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, 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 my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. 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 Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. 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 Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 People with
peace. My advice to all. My advice to all. Advice to all. Advice to all. Is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I say give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Psalm 29 right here, here on the Inn and the Islet, in the Gathering right here, the Bite Knesset. So right here, just a little overview for the Shabbat. We're on the Inn and the Islet, and it's different. you know, zones, you know, in different time zones. So it might be earlier some places there's light still out, other places, you know, the stars, you know, are out. You know, and hopefully we can see them. Hopefully we can gather together, you know, as community, common unity, you know, in the way, Yahweh, truth, and life. But just to give one to overview, on the Friday, right, you know, by Yom HaShishi, Shishi, the Friday, you know, the Ereb, the Ereb of the Shabbat, the eve of the Sabbath, toward evening, it is in the communities of Torah observant, ones and ones, I and I. It's a duty for every man to go to the Beit Knesset, which is the synagogue, the gathering, while it is still light, and he should take his children also with him to recite what is known as the prayer of the inauguration, we say the initiation, the start of the Shabbat, the, you know, the Tefillah Kabbalat Shabbat. So here on the ear and in the Irid. So before the stars, you know, when we're in the community, you know, outside of the Babylonian cities, you know, in our community that we can see the stars, you know, before the stars appear, this is the time that we light, you can say the candles, we light the lights, the daughter of the house, you know, that imabate, you know, Givoret, you know, the Givura, Givoret, the lady of the house, that on is given to light the lights, you know, sabbatical lights, and that is what you say initiates or starts, you know, the sabbatical gathering, you know, within homes and families, according to the tribe, according to Yahweh, truth and life. So right here, at this particular point of the service, the baraka, the blessing, call this a messianic Sabbath candle lighting, lighting the lights, usually two lights, lighting the lights, the daughter of the house, word, sound, and power, right here,
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, Vizi vanu lehiot ur lagoyim banatan lanu et Yehoshua mishianu ur haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
So at this point right here, lighting the lights, starts of the house, your side.
Perfect. Blessed. Messiah.
At this point of I-9 service on the ear and the Irid, you know, the greetings, Shabbat Shalom, the Hebrew, atheist, Ben Best Salam, the Royal Amharic. At this point, we'd like to share Sister Desiree. Desiree has this tune right here, you know, set the flame, ideal here for dark to the house, lights and the lights, initiating the Shabbat time. Here, Sister Desiree was setting the flame.
captivity. No more singing we shall overcome. As righteous souls, so we want with freedom. And make the true liberty bell song in the western African speech, the catch a bomb of the conga drum. Ringing out, come out, savage your people, come. From the pan in your celebration. Some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan. And of the slave driver, them be a possession. Oh, oh.
The Sabbath Psalms right here, the six Psalms, 95 to 99, plus Psalm 29 right here, here, here.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth areth. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the Arech, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Igziabi Heather the Sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifne Yahweh before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba-shalom.
And Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja.
I say give unto Rastafari, yo, he mighty, give unto Rastafari, glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and duty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Yes, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom to the Beta Israel. Here over here in the west, in the east, in the north, in the south, Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam. Here for the Kabbalat Shabbat, the welcoming light of Mama, the welcoming of the bride, the welcoming of the Shabbat right here. The Beta Israel of Ethiopia right here with the Lekha Dodi, Lekha Kam Dodi, come my beloved, come my friend to meet and greet the Shabbat. So right here, 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 and once again, Melkam Adis Ahmed, Adarasachu, Happy New Year here. Ethiopia calendar, the short count, 2015, the long count, 7515. But here, here, Chabarim, Beta Israel of Ethiopia with Lekha Dodi, a traditional sabbatical song welcoming the Sabbath, the Shabbat.
Thank you.
כבוד אתם עלייך נגלה
אחד עודי לקראת קלה לקראת קלה
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom.
Yes, yes, yes. The Beta Israel of Ethiopia right there with the traditional Sabbath greeting song Likadodi. Likrat kala. To meet the bride. Likrat, to meet kala, the bride. Pnei Shabbat Nikabalah. Make I and I welcome the face, the presence of the Shabbat, And here, look at other version right here on the Hey Baby. As we greet the Sabbath as a bride, a mother, traditional Beta Israel, a mother that intercedes for her children, the Bnei Israel. Here. Yes, sir.
Lecha dodi, likrat kala, pene shabbat nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha dodi, likrat kala, pene shabbat nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bnei shabbati nikabala. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine Ivine at Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad wa he ubi ubi Jehovah Yah chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'chem U'l'kitareta, V'tehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'kadodi l'krati akala, b'nei shabbati l'kabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing Baraka divine. Blessings I vine. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala B'nei Shabbati Nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nebus, even Nebus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to his grace. Lecha dodi likrati akala. Pnei shabbati nikabala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati akala, pnei shabbati nikabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi likrati akala, bnei shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vanked, He humbled their pride. Elohayik, the I Elohim, has loved the I as bridegroom is bride. Lecha dodi likrati kala pene shapati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steed, sweet, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I eyes is to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha toti alikrati akala, b'nei shabati anikabala. We, I, and I greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Shah Rastafari. We, I and I hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I welcome thy day. We, I and I welcome thy night. Lekha dodi alikrati kala, b'nei shabati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, ha-shabbat, the Sendet, greet, greet.
במזמור דאוויד, בתנאה עולה. בשם האב אוהל ומנפס קדוס, אהדו אמלך, אמן. קיבר לקהל, קיבר לצלצול, קיבר בהיילד, קיבר לצלמה ולהיילד אליו. שא, רק ספר אי. אג'אג'ה ויהו. Ajaja we Yahweh, eh, send Beselam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Beselam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jarastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my horn shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well,
this at the time. People get caught in an infinite mind, history behind. Babylon come with a different design, and still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only channel. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place with the elder man, we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your face look different this time. You find petition and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. God said, take it easy. Please take it slow. Hey, send back the love, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home, oh, send back the love, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well. Come on, well, yeah. More and better, the Im Negede Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. A judge away, away. A judge away.
Shabbat Shalom,
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 Shabbat
Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Sanbet Salam, Shabbat Shalom, here on the TJIF. Here on the Sabbath Eve, there's the initiation, you know, the start of the Shabbat. The Shabbat day is the 12 hours of the day. So the Eve, here on the end and the Irid, is the prayer, right? The prayer for the start of the Shabbat. And there's the Ana B'Koach. The Ana B'Koach, that usually comes after the six psalms, usually appointed for those 6 days, Psalm 95. To Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29, and the seven voices. So here we come to this short Kabbalistic poem composition right here. And it's interesting because of the number 42, right? The 42 names and the attributes of Yahweh, of Yahuwah HaKadosh, the Holy One. Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Baruch, blessed be Hashem, the name. And that name is sublime. So here, just to go through the Ana B'Koach, Ana B'Koach. And also as we can reason on the 42 and these names, these attributes. But here goes right here. The Ana B'Koach, Ana B'Koach, Gedulata Yaminaka Tatira Ra. O Lord, we beseech the eye to loosen with the greatness of thy powerful right hand those that are bound in captivity. Ana B'Koach, Gedulata Yaminaka Tatira Serura. Next line here. Accept the cry of thy people. Exalt and purify us, I and I. O thou, the I who art tremendous, who art dreadful, who art awesome. Abel, Rina Ta'amika, Sagveinu Tahreinu Nora. Accept, Abel, the Kabbalah, to accept Abel Rinat. Rinat, our cries, but Rinat is also a form of singing, so it can be either kind of like singing and shrilling in joy or even in pain. So it's not just cry in a negative sense, but our call, our shout, our singing out. Abel Rinat Ameka, the I people, Sagabenu, Tahreinu, Nora, exalt Sagabenu, make sublime, Tahreinu, Tahreinu, Teru, Teru, Tahreinu, purify, I and I, Nora, Nora, one of the attributes of Yahweh, of Jehovah. He is a tremendous one, the awesome one, awe-inspiring one. He is Nora, the dreadful one. Oh, most powerful God, we beseech thee to preserve as the apple of the eye those that seek the eye, who art God, who art the source of power alone. Na gibora horsheya yehudeka kababata shamrei. Oh, most powerful, we beseech the eye to preserve as the apple of the eye those that seek the eye, who art the source alone. Na gibor hor dorshe to seek, dorshe yehudeka, the eye's oneness, kababata shamrei. Here, next line, bless and purify them, and continually always requite them according to thy merciful, righteousness. Barkeim, tahirei, rachemeim, tzidakateka, tamid, gamleim. Again, this line, bless, barkeim, bless them, barkeim. Tahrein, purify, make them teru, purify them, and continually requite them according to thy merciful righteousness. Tzidkateka, thy righteous giving, from tzedek, tzidkateka, charity, giving, righteous giving. Tzidkateka, tamid, always, gamlein. This also, you know, to requite them, to like reward them. Next line, thou who art most mighty and holy and set apart, guide thy aggregate people with thine abundant goodness. Hasin kadosh berob tuveka nahel edateka. Again, the line right here, thou, the I who art most mighty, and holy, chasim, mighty, kadosh, holy, bero, enoughness, tuveka, the enoughness of your goodness, nahel, guide, edateka, your aggregation, your congregation. Thou who art God alone, the source alone, and most excellent, regard thy people who continually, itinually, always make mention of thy holiness, make mention of thy set apartness. Yachid ge'eh le amika p'nei zokrei kedushateka, the islandness, kedushateka, thou who art source alone, thou who art alone, here, thou who art alone, yachid, ge'eh, thou who art alone and most excellent, regard thy people, le'ameka p'nei, to your people p'nei, like to turn your face, show your face, le'ameka p'nei, zokrei, those who remember, who call to mind, zokrei, kedushateka, the eyes, islandness, the eyes, kedusha, kedushateka, except I and I prayers and hearken to I and I cries or I and I shouts, like when we shout out, shawatenu, our shout, shawatenu. Shavatenu, modern Hebrew, shavatenu, ancient pointing, shawatenu, our shout out, shawatenu, Ikarel Ushema Saikateno Yodea Ta Ilumot Ta Ilumot Ta Ilumot. Here, O thou to whom all secrets are known, Yodea, Yodea, the knower, he who be we be is the knower, Yodea. Ta ilumot of that which is hidden, the knower of the hidden things. Yodea ta ilumot. Again, shawate inu kavel, our shouts, kavel, Kabbalah, our shouts, receive our shouts. Shawate inu kavel, u shema, and hear. Saik atenu, and hear our cries instead of our shrieks. Yodea. The knower, ta'ilumot, of the hidden things to whom all secrets are known. And then the seal up right here, here, here. Baruch Shem Kabod Malkuto Le'olam Wa'ed. Blessed be the name, the name, the name, the name. Blessed be the name, Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem. Blessed be the name, Kabod, Kabod, the glory. Malkuto, of his kingdom, of his government. Baruch Shem, Kavod, Malkuto, forever and ever. Le'olam, to the worlds, to time without end. Le'olam wa'ed, to the worlds without end. So here, 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 just an overview right here of the Ana, 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 O thou most mighty one, yes I, the attributes of he who be.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
Inflatia.
The whom praises his due for
And so right here, 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 just moving it forward right here, at this point of the service, at this point of the gathering, we will then seal up. We have the six psalms, then we have the Sabbath psalm. The psalm for the Sabbath day, appointed for the Sabbath day, is Psalm 92, and then the Friday evening psalm is 93. So reversing the order, since it's the Sabbath Eve, we'll ride up with Psalm 92 for the Sabbath day, and then seal up here on the ear of the TJIF, at least for this part of the welcoming of the Sabbath, with the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 92.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in him. Salam.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Now here we have today's daily psalms. So right here, the psalms. The welcoming of Sabbath, initiating this time, this Iowa word, sound and power, and thanks and praises. So here we have Psalm 32, very interesting psalm. I'd like to ride up with the Royal Amharic. We had focus on the foundation of the Hebraist, the Hebrew, as the King of Kings says, the Meseratawi Kwankwa. But I'd like to bring into one's hearing view and point of view in one's ear the Royal Amharic of the verse by verse right here. But before we fulfill right here, just a little short part of the sabbatical eve, the prayer known as a tefillah. I'd like to share this right here. So I'll run through with some of the basics right here from the scripts.
And for the festival, seeing that the Sabbath is the first of the festival. So the reader will come forward, step forward and say in the and hear. And hear. Just a run through or go through of the evening service for the Sabbath, the Shabbat, and for festivals. Evening service here, Shabbat Eve, TJIF, thank Jah, Rastafari, it's Friday. So here, the evening service for the Sabbath, the Shabbat, and for the festival, seeing that the Sabbath is the first of the festival. So the reader will come forward, step forward and say in the Hebrew, Barku et Yahuwah ham borak. The usual translation is, blessed be Jehovah, to whom all praise is due, to whom all blessing is due. Barku, bless y'all, barku, et Yahuwah hamborak. Modern Hebrew, barku, et Adonai hamborak. Blessed, praise, increase, abundant, be he who be who he be, to whom all praise or baraka is due. Then the congregation, upon the reader's saying, that word sound, the aggregation response is, Baruch Yahuwah hamborak le'olam wa'ed. Blessed be Jehovah to whom all praise, all blessings is due forever and ever. So the aggregation responding to the Baruch et Yahuwah ham barak, responsa, Baruch, bless Yahuwah, he who be who he be, ham barak, the blessed one, le olam, forever, wa'ed, forever to time indefinite and onward. Hear. Baruch, ata Yahuwah Eloheinu, meleka ha olam. Blessed, prospered be thou, O he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, King of the universe, universal King. In wisdom, in chokmah, dost thou bring on the dust of twilight and openest the gates of Shemaim, of the heavens, to usher in a new day. In understanding, in understanding, overstanding, dost thou, the I, arrange the changes of time, of Iowa, and the succession of the seasons. Thou, the I, hast set the stars in their courses in the sky, according to thy will. Thou, the I, createst day and night, rolling away the light before the darkness and the darkness before the light. Thou, the I, makest the day to fade into the night, and thou, the I, hast set a boundary between day and night. Thou art, Yahuwah, thou art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all the heavenly hosts. O ever-living, eternal El, power, Hayel, as thy rule is established over the kingdom of nature of the natures, may it also be established over us, over I and I, forever and ever. Praise, blessed be thou, the I, O Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch ata Yahuwah ha ma'arib irabim. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch ata Yahuwah ha ma'arib irabim. With everlasting eternal love hast thou loved the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, the house of Israel. Thou hast revealed to us, to I and I, a law, a Torah, direction, instruction, and commandments, statutes, and judgments. Therefore, Yahuwah Eloheinu, when we lay down, and when we, I and I, rise up, we, I and I, shall attend to thy statutes. Yea, we, I and I, shall rejoice in the words of Torah Tekah, of thy Torah, thy direction, instruction, and in thy commandments for Iva and Iva. They are our life, I and I liberty, and the measure of I and I days. And we, I and I, will meditate on them day and night. Mayest thou, the I, never take away thy love from I and I. Praise, blessed be thou, Jehovah, who lovest thy people, Yisrael. Baruch atah Yahuwah, Oheb Amo Yisrael. Blessed, praise, increase, prospered be thee, O he who be who he be, who lovest thy people, Israel. Baruch atah Yahuwah, Oheb Amo Yisrael. And here, when praying without a minyan, without the ten Torah observant brethren, when praying without a minyan, begin with these words in the Hebrew, El Melech Ne'eman. El, the power, is a faithful king. El, Hayel. El Melech Ne'eman. El, the power, the true good, the true God. Melech, king, Ne'eman. Ne'eman, faithful, the Aman. Here from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Israel, he who be, we be our power, our Elohim, he who be, we be the one. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Praise be his glorious kingdom, his glorious government for Iva and Iva forever and ever. Baruch Shem, Kabod Malkuto, Le'olam Wa'ed. You shall love Yahweh, Jehovah. He who be, who he be, Eloheka, the I Elohim of all your heart, and of all your soul, and of all your might. And you shall take to heart, hartikal, these words that I command you this day. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall meditate on them when you are at home in the bait, and when you are on a journey or trod, and when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the dawning, in the morning, and you shall tie a reminder of them upon your hand and between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts in your home, in your bait, and on the gates of your cities. Here, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 to 21. And if you will obey my commandments, Wahaya im shemoa tisha me'u, and if y'all will obey my commandments, Wahaya im shemoa tisha me'u, then I command you this day to love Yahweh Eloheka, he who be, your Elohim, and to serve him with fullness of heart and soul. Then I will grant you my gift of timely rain for your land in autumn and in spring, and you will harvest your grain, your wine, and your oil. I will also give grass in your fields for your cattle, and you will eat the fruit of your labor and be satisfied. Be aware, lest you be misled into turning aside from the right course to worship alien Elohim and to bow down to them. Ha'el, Elohim will be angry with you, and he will close Shemayi, the heavens, the place of the upper waters, so that there will be no rain, and the earth will not yield produce, and you will fast, disappear from the good land that Yahuwah, that Jehovah has given you. Therefore shall you attend to these words of mine with heart and soul, and you shall bind a reminder of them on your hands and between your eyes, and you shall teach your children to meditate, to iditate on them when you are at home in the bait, and when you are on a journey or trod, and when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the dawning in the morning, and you shall write them on the doorpost in your bait, in your home, and on the gates of your cities. Thus, like this, will your life, your liberty, and that of your children be prolonged on the land that Yahuwah, that he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, promised your ancestors. For as long as the sky remaineth over the earth, over the earthly plane. And here, Numbers, chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. Vayomer Yahweh el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak, daber, speak to the children of Israel, daber el bnei Yisrael, and bid them, and bid them make fringes on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, adding to the fringe of each corner a thread of blue. And the fringe, tzitzit, shall be to you as a sign, so that in beholding it, you will be reminded to fulfill all the commandments of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and y'all shall not follow the promptings of the heart or the attractions of your eyes, to be misled by them. Thus, like this, will you remember to carry out all my commandments, and you will be wholly set apart before your Elohim. I be he who be who ye be, Ani, Yahuwah, Elohekem, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I, Yahuwah, am your Elohim. Ani, Yahuwah, Elohekem, Asher, Roho, Tzaitia, Etekema, Me eret Mitzrayim, Lihyota, Lakem, Lelohim, Ani, Yahuwah, Elohekem. Emet, we, Emuna, Emet, true, and certain it is. Emet we emuna. True and certain it is that he is Yahuwah. He is Jehovah. I and I Elohim. Ki hu Yahuwah Eloheinu. That he be he who be who he be. I and I Elohim. Ki hu Yahuwah Eloheinu. There is none else. We ain zulato. And that we, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, have been summoned to his service. It is he who redeemed us, I and I, from the might of kings. He delivered, I and I, from the grip of tyrants. Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim, brought judgment upon our enemies, our haters, and retribution upon our oppressors, I and I, downpressors. His saving acts are beyond our understanding, overstanding. His wonders are infinite. He kept us, I and I, in life and liberty, and he did not allow us, I and I, to stumble. He led us, I and I, victorious over the strong places of our enemies, over the strong places of I and I haters. He sustained I and I strength in the face of all our foes. He wrought miracles and judgments against Paro and performed signs and wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. He brought forth the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and children of Israel, from bondage to freeness. But their pursuing foes perish in the depths of the sea. His children witness his triumph as they praise Shemo, as they praise the Hashem, his name. In gladness, they declare their loyalty to his kingdom, their loyalty to his government. Moshe led the Bnei Yisrael in a song of acclaim. Who can compare to thee, to the eye and power, O Elohim? Who can compare to thee in holiness and idleness, in set apartness? Mi kamoka ba'elim. Who can compare to thee in power? Who can compare to thee in power, Yahuwah, O Jehovah? Who can compare to thee in holiness and set apartness? Mi kamoka ne'edar ba'kodesh. Thou dost ever perform wondrous deeds. None, no one can recount thy praises, thy eyes. They acknowledged the sway of his might as they beheld his wonders in the Yam Suf, in the Etarabahir, in the Red Sea, in the Eritrean Sea. This is Eli. This is my God. This is my power. This is Eli. Ze Eli. Anu we amru. This is Eli. This is my power, they proclaim. Yahuwah, Jehovah will reign forever and ever. Yahuwah, Yimlok, Le'olam, Wa'ed. Yahuwah, Jehovah, has ever freed Yaakov, Jacob. He has saved him from adversaries, adversities mightier than he. Praise be thou, the I, thee, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Redeemer of Yisrael. Baruch atah, Yahuwah, Gaal. Yisrael, cause us, I and I, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah our Elohim, to retire for the night in shalom, in peace, and in the dawning, in the morning. Do thou the I, Malkeinu, our King, awaken I and I again to life and liberty. Enfold us, I and I, with thy protecting shalom, peace, and improve us, improve I and I with thy good counsel. Help us, help I and I, for thou art a merciful El, a merciful power. Shield us, shield I and I against foe, and plague, and sword, and famine, and grief. Liberate us, liberate I and I from evil powers that assail us, assail I and I on every side. Shelter us, shelter I and I by thy presence, by thy face, by thy perception. For thou, O El, Elohim, art our guardian and deliverer. Thou, O Elohim, art a gracious and merciful King. Mayest thou, the eye guard, our coming and our going for life, for liberty and shalom and peace, now and forever. Mayest thou enfold us, enfold I and I, with the shelter of thy, of the eye, shalom, of the eye, peace. Praise, blessed be thee, O Yahuwah Jehovah, who spreadest peace, shalom over I and I, over all thy people, Yisrael, and over Yerushalayim. Baruch atah Yahuwah, ha pores, sukata shalom aleinu, we all call Amo Yisrael, we all Yerushalayim. And here, fulfillment here, on the Sabbath, on the Shabbat, this is what we say from Exodus chapter 31, verses 16 to verse 17. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, shall keep the Sabbath day and observe it throughout their generations for an everlasting eternal covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days, Yahuwah Jehovah made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day, his work ceased, and he ordained rest. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabata, la'esota et ha-shabata, le'dorotama, b'rita olam, b'ini yahu b'ina b'nei Yisrael ot, hi, le'olam, ki shesheta yamim, asa Yahuwah et ha-shamayi, ve'et ha-aretz. U, bayom ha-shbi'i, shabat, v'ayayeh nafash. Here, this ancient is going over this once again, Exodus 31, 16 to 17. And the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath day and observe it throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant. With Shamru, and they shall keep, B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel shall keep, et ha-shabbat, the Sabbath, la isot, to do et ha-shabbat, do the Sabbath, le-dorotam, do the rest, Le Dorotan, throughout their generation. Barit, a covenant olam, an eternal covenant. It is a sign between I and the Bnei Yisrael forever. Beini, between I, Ubein, and between Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, Ot, a sign, he, she, Ot, he, she is a sign, Le Olam, for Iver, forever. For in 6 days, Yahuwah made heaven and earth. Ki shesheta yamim asa Yahuwah et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. And on the seventh day, his work ceased. U bayom ha-shbi'i shabbat. And he ordained rest. Vaye nafash. Shabbat shalom. Sembet salam. Here, riding up with the Amida, which comes in after this right here. Here, for the Shabbat time. Shabbat shalom. Sembet salam. 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 Amida. Standing prayer. Standing prayer. Standing prayer. Standing prayer.
Yes, 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 yes.
Standing prayer.
Yes, yes, yes. It's the Charmaine. Singing for I and I. Hold a rest. Yes, I. Be fresh.
New York, Massive, are you ready?
I want to hear it, a yes. I want to hear it, a yes.
Uptown, Massive, are you ready?
I want to hear it, a yes. I want to hear it, a yes.
No, Jamaica, Massive, are you ready?
I want to hear it, a yes.
Shabbat shalom, yes, and that's salam. So after this right here, this is the word sound from the script, you know, for the Sabbath connection right here, and heal up to Benjamin, by Benjamite, actually, in the Sabbath day. Rico here, double eyes on the instrumental, here, and connection with that seal up from the tefillah, the prayer for the Shabbat.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
Shalom, keep the Sabbath, keep her, protect her. Yes, I greet her. Here, here, here.
Wherever
politics. Don't you worry of the preacher man's lies. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day. Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Yes, 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 I was born African right there with keep the Sabbath, keep the Shabbat. So here in the last Shabbat of the Hebrew, the ecclesiastical, the church in the wilderness year right here, we're at the sixth here, this is the sixth of the seven Shabbats of comfort here in the season. And this one is called from Isaiah chapter 60, focus verses 1 to 22. For this Shavuah, this sabbatical, this strong. Kumi Ori, Kumi Kumi, arise, speaking to she. Ori, 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 to shine. Uri, Uri, Ori, rise, shine. Kumi, Kumi. Interesting, Robeno. Yeshua, and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Jesus Christos, Yeshua HaMoshiach, when he spoke to the, I think, the girl, like he rose her up, you know, from her death-like condition. He said, Talita, Talita, Talita. Yeah, Talita is like a, it's like a young, they use animal metaphors, you know, like a young, like a calf, like Talita, Kumi, Kumi. So we have Kumi, arise, Kumi. To arise, come, Kumi, arise, speaking to she, Ori, arise, shine. So here, the last Shabbat of the year. So now we have the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, the reading from one of the prophets that's usually thematically, according to the theme of the sabbatical, connected with the Torah reading and feeding. However, when we begin in the from the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fourth month, until the end of the Hebrew, the churchical, the ecclesiastical year, also referred to as the Judaic year, the connection, it changes. First, we always read three prophetic portions of rebuke. There's three prophetic portions of rebuke that lead up to the fast day of the Tisha B'Av. Tisha, nine, B'Av, in the Father, like in the Father, of the Father, the month that's known, the fifth month later after the Babylonian exile, took on some of the names, right? And one of those names for the fifth moon was Av. Av or Ab, Father. So the Tisha B'Av is like the ninth of the Father, literally, but it means the ninth of the fifth month, the fifth moon. Why is that important? Well, that is when the temple of Shlomo HaMelech, the temple of Jerusalem, was destroyed. And also when we had the destruction of the second temple circa 70 AD. And it appears that on this day, which is calculated according to the lunar, many tragedies occurred to the B'nai Yisrael, to the Israelites, namely the first and second destructions of the temple on that particular day, which is a fast day, right? Then following the Tisha B'Av, the ninth of the fifth moon, the month of the Father, for the next seven Shabuot. Shabuot, Shabua is seven in the sense of the week, the 7 days. Shabuot is like weeks. So that we have the two sevens again, as we have leading up to harvest, counting seven Shabbats complete. So here we have another seven Shabbats. Something interesting about the math, the seven, the two sevens, 49, plus the one, that's for the Pentecost, the harvest. But here, leading forward, we have seven Shabbats leading up to what is referred to in the latter days, these days, as Rosh Hashanah. Rosh is the head. In Hebrew, we say Ras, in Amharic, Re'is, right, in the Ge'ez, and also Ra'is in the Arabic. But in the Hebrew, the enunciation Rosh, head, Ha, the Shana, the head of the year. Now, this is the fifth of the seven appointed feasts, as we find in Leviticus chapter 23. There are seven appointed feasts and festivals of Yahweh, of Jehovah, and they occur in three seasons. So you might hear it said that three times in a year shall all the males of Yisrael appear in the place that Hashem, that Jehovah sets his name. Namely, we have in the temple of Jerusalem. Contextually speaking, it's wherever you say the Ark or the Ark of the Covenant is, because of its importance in the tabernacle and its importance in the communion or the communication. Just riding up right here, just a segue here for the theme here in the season, the reason for the season. So we read selections of comfort that foretell of the future redemption of Jah people and the coming in of the Adith Zemen of the new age, of the messianic age. So here we're at the sixth, right, the sixth of the seven, Kumi Ori, arise and shine. So a brief overview, the Haftarah for Ki Tabo, when you enter in, is Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 22. Now, this is the sixth of the seven readings for the sixth of the seven Shabbats before we enter into the new year, or more correctly, the Judaic, the civil new year, as we have the holy year for the 7 months, the 7 moons. We're coming into in the 6th month now, coming into the seventh, from the prophets that are consecutively read before the Yom Teruah. So in the Torah, the feast is known as the Day of Trumpets. In the practice, right, of the Yehudi, even we, the black Jews, is referred to also as Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is the fifth of the seven appointed feasts found in Leviticus chapter 23, the day of the blowing of the shofar, the trumpet. So these haftarot, these prophets' readings of comfort, they foretell the restoration of Jah people, as we mentioned, and the coming in of the messianic age. Now, in this sabbatical, this reading and feeding, the future salvation, the future victory of the nation of Israel, of Jah people, is described. Jehovah promises, he gives his yea, yea, his amen, amen, so be it, so be it, to shine his glorious light, his illumination upon Jah people, and to reveal his kabod, kabodo, his kubr, kubru, his glory, despite the hour of disillumination of darkness and trials and tribulation that comes upon the earth, that comes upon this earthly plane. So some of the key verses right here, just for overview, Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 4. Kumi, ori, kumi, ori, arise and shine, for your light, your illumination has come. The kavod of Yahuwah, the kavod of Yahweh, the glory of he who be who he be, has risen up on you. For behold, darkness, this illumination shall cover the earth, the earthly plain, and thick darkness the peoples. But Yahweh, Jehovah, will shine up on you. We alaik. Yisrach, Yahweh. The language here is speaking to she, speaking to Yisrael in the feminine sense. We could say in the soul sense. Right? Some might refer to it as a subconscious, but the soul sense of Jah people. As he who be, we be, speaks to Israel in the sense of a son. Here in the prophets, he speaks to Israel in the sense of she, speaking to I and I soul, Jah people, soul people. So the language here where it says, we're alayik, upon you, speaking to she, yizrach. Yizrach means to arise, but yizrach, even refer to the sun like sunrise, more correctly is when the light of the sun, the yizrach, strictly has to do with light rising up. So upon thee, upon I and I soul, I and I psyche, one heart, one soul, he who be who he be will shine. And his glory, his kibur, Kabru in Amharic, his kavod, his glory, his gravity will be seen upon you. Ua kavodo alayik. Yera'eh will be visible. And nations shall come to your light, your illumination, and kings to the brightness of your rising, like light rising from darkness. Lift up your eyes all around and see, seeing, they all gather together, they come to you, speaking to she. Your sons, speaking to she, shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried up on the hip. So verses 1 to 4 of Isaiah chapter 60 for this Kumi Ori, Shabbat Kumi Ori. Sometime during this plague of disillumination of darkness upon all humanity, upon their consciousness, that represents the time of the great trial and tribulation. Scripturally, some refer to it as the day of Jehovah and the judgment of the world, the Seklorum or the Yom Adonai, Yom Yahweh. Israel, the Beta Israel, will finally turn to Yahweh, to Yahweh, truth and life, and receive the King of Kings, Christ, Adonainu, Yeshua, victory, salvation, as the long-lost Moshiach, that anointing, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. The veil will finally be taken away. And according to Romans chapter 11, verse 26, all of Yisrael will be saved, will be victorious. The light of salvation, of victory, represented even in the Hebrew name, Yeshua, will be revealed, and the kabod, Yahweh, the glory, the gravitas of he who be, we be, the kavreh, egziavihir, the glory of the sustainer, will radiantly shine, yizrach, zarach, upon Jah people. The land of Yisrael, even the promised land, will be like Goshen during the times of the plagues of Mitzrayim, as the world powers, the seclorum, the world flesh, the satanic system of things, the Anglo-American world order, are all judged and downstroyed and destroyed and deconstructed. Then the survivors of the nations, of the nationalities, will understand that Yahweh, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, is indeed with Yasharala, Yisrael, and will turn to him in surrender as well. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 5 says, and the glory, the kavod, of Yahuwah will be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahweh, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, has spoken. Yeshua, the King of Kings Christ, returns to Zion, Zion, to establish in our hearts and minds the kingdom of Elohim upon the earth, upon this earthly plane. Reference Zechariah. We have Zechariah chapter 2. Verses 10 to 13. So once again, Kumi, Ori, Ki, Ba, Orek, U, Kabod, Yahuwah, Alayik, Zarah, Arise, shine, for your light, your illumination has come, for the glory of Jehovah has risen up on you. So here, 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 in connection with this time and this season, looking at the board, looking at the time, this time, the season, as we lead up to the Rosh Hashanah, the head of the Judaic, the civil new year, and the fifth of the seven feasts of Jehovah, known as the Day of Trumpets, this is the time, a season of Cheshbon HaNefesh, Cheshbon. Cheshbon comes from Hasab, to think, but it's usually used in the sense of accounting, like Machshavot, Machshava, like the word for computer, the counting, calculation. So in the phrase Cheshbon HaNefesh, this season, known as Cheshbon HaNefesh, is a soul-searching, soul-accounting season. We're coming to the day, even the Day of Atonement, and we're coming to the judgment time of the season of Hashanah, right here at the end of the year. So here, 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 Jehovah said to Moshe in the midst of the shining flame, take off your sandals from your feet, for the place, the makom, the spot on that you stand is kadosh, is kodesh, is holy, is set apart. Exodus chapter 3, verse 5. Now, some comment on this, like the Hafez Chaim, that we, I and I, all need to rise, right, higher. Right, and now in our consciousness, in the King of Kings, Christ consciousness, never say, I will be able to lift myself up at another time. Don't say that, or different place, by faith, by the emuna, even calling those things which be not as though they were, that amuna, the hymenot, that living faith, that living credit, that living credence, admittance in the truth, see that this place, this makom, this spot right now is set apart ground and awaits your response. May Elohim Hailahim, the power, open the eyes of your heart to help you see. Seeing Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 to 19 brings out this particular idea. So here in the season, looking forward to the Ehud, the Yom HaRishon, the first day, that the Gentiles call Sunday, September 25th, at sundown for the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, also the Rosh Hashanah. So this is a season of repentance, of soul searching, and we find it interesting that we have today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Beit, according to the Hebrew alphanumerics, Lamed for 30, Hebrew letter Lamed 30, Beit or Veit, the B, second letter. So 32nd Psalm, Mizmor Lamed Beit, Psalm XXXII. And it seemed the happiness of the forgiven, the happiness of the forgiven. So let's ride up right here, here, here. I'd like to go through the Royal Amharic as well here on this podcast. But at this time, Psalm 32, give a first ear and hear. Here we have a Psalm of David, a Maskil, Maskil. Maskil, I will instruct. Maskil from Sakal, to be wise in the sense of being circumspect. Maskil. It's in the title of 13 Psalms. Maskil. May look like Maschil. Interesting, it may also kind of look like Meskel. Meskel, finding of the true cross in this season that corresponds with tabernacles Hebraically. But here we have the word Maskil. Maskil from Sakal. Sakal, 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 to be circumspect. This is used in the title of 13 Psalms. In form, it corresponds to the word, right, in verse 8, right, I will instruct thee, and has accordingly been understood as a didactic, like an instructional poem or composition, maskil. Also in the Amharic, in some places in the Majesty's Bible, it says timheret, let timheret, for teaching. Sakal, maskil, for instruction. But such a definition, some say, does not suit all of the Psalms that have that very heading. We have it also in Psalm 47, in the King James Version, verse 7, where it occurs, sing your praises right, in a skillful song, or in the King James Version, sing praises with understanding. The Rastaman, you know, introduced that verse in the Isis to I and I, where we say sing praises with understanding. So the word there is maskil, which can also mean skillfully, with skill, being circumspect, sing your Isis in a skillful song, in a maskil. This seems to indicate a special kind of musical rendering or chanting. And this has been accepted by many as the meaning right here, here, here. But here, firstly, foremostly, looking at the time, happiness of the forgiven. Here we have a poem of deep, really just, righteous, and a psychological, psycho, suke, the soul, logos, the word, the soul and the word, and the soul being she, the logos being he, that word that's incarnate, psychological importance. Here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lameh Beit, Psalm 32, it tells of the serious consequences, physical, physical, and mentally, that may follow from disharmony within the soul, within the psyche, within the nefesh, ha-nefesh, within her. Hardly could the inner misery of a lacerated heart, together with the higher and more sublime happiness of one again reconciled and healed, be described with more inwardness, impressiveness, and power than here. The harder the struggle in his heart, as we say, the harder the battle, the harder the struggle heartically, so much more glory in victory, in Yeshua, in salvation, in victory, in overcoming. So much more limpid and joyous is the stream, even in the stream of consciousness, of the earnest word, sound, power. The color, linguistically speaking, right, of the light of the word sound, the color also of the language is, strictly speaking, Davidic. And there's no reason to doubt that it was sung after the transaction. There's a transaction that's recorded in 2 Samuel, 2 Shemuel, chapter 11. Many commentators connect today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lameh Beit, Psalm 32, with David's being caught lacking his sin, his uckery, with Bathsheba, with the daughter of the oath, the daughter of seven, with Bathsheba. So here, give ear right here, today's daily psalm, a psalm of David, my skill for teaching.
Psalm 32.
Mizmor Lameh Beit le David Maskil.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
Ashre nesui pesha.
Whose sin is covered.
Kesui hataa.
Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity.
Ashre Adam.
And in whose spirit there is no guile.
Lo yachshov Adonai lo avon.
When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart, 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 upright in heart.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, there's some rhema, precious rhema words. Like even that word sound there about compassing with psalms of deliverance. Yeah, where it says with songs of deliverance thou will compass I about. You know, when going through these times, the word sound power and even what sort of songs, you know, word sound, songs of deliverance, songs of overcoming. And then also the next verse where it says mine eye. Right, it's in the singularity, mine eye, that single eye, which some might call the third eye, but actually it's the first eye, mine eye being upon thee. But here, I'd like to share this as it comes into the Brit Chadasha, the Adith Kidan, the new covenant sense. And here, let's bring up the audible right here, and then after this, hopefully go through the verse by verse in the Royal Amharic here of today's daily psalm. And even before that, just a context that might be lost. When it says, blessed is the man. Okay, 90 seconds, y'all. 90 seconds about to go up. We got the 90-second mark right here. Also, Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. Also, want to heal up. Yes, Rasa Mandito. Yes, on the Facebook for the post from Revelation 3 and 12, Isaiah 60, verse 22. That one there to seek. Right, Darash, to seek him, to study his word. That's how we seek him as well and see his reality of that word sound. Malachi, also Malachi chapter 1, verse 6, verse 11, verse 14. These particular verses, some key verses that he shares with the family on the site right there on Facebook as well. But here, just to connect this part right here in the English, right, in the English, it says blessed. Now, the blessed sense from the barak, and the baruch, and different forms of it in the Hebrew and the Afro-Semitic languages. Right? We have barak has a sense of increasing, right? To increase or to prosper in that sense of increasing. The ashrei that's used here in the Hebrew has a sense of the Beatitudes. What do we mean by the Beatitudes? Well, you know, the Sermon on the Mount, where we have Rabbeinu Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMoshiach, when he's saying, like, blessed, right? The blessed there is the beatitude, but the Hebrew sense is happy. Bamarinya, we have Miskun. Miskun from Miskana, Mesegana, which means, like, to give thanks, right? To give thanks, to give praise. Miskun, like, praiseworthy. But coming from the Hebrew first, groundationally, we have the same words in the first psalm of David, the first psalm of David, where it says, Ashrei Ha'ish, the happiness of the man. Now, we reasoned on this before, but not to go at this long right here, but just to remind the family, happiness in the Hebraic sense, and hopefully ones have experienced it in the inner sense, is often more than a feeling. There is certain kind of feelings we can feel, you know, through the tree in the body, you know, we could say the nervous system. But there's another sort of happiness of heart and mind, a higher happiness, that even when one is going through trials and tribulation, there is still a happiness that gives one the strength, right, you know, the inner energy to overcome and not be overcome. This is the sense of the Asher, to be happy, Asherei. Also to be rich in a sense, right? Not the financial rich, but rich in that happiness, you know, like almost ain't nothing going to get me down, ain't nothing going to break my stride. You know, it's a difficult situation. That brings out the song which says, rule thou in the midst of your enemies. So the enemies, the adversities, if you can have that happiness, that divine state of mind which says, let this mind be in you, as even the Moshiach. You know, as an example. But here, in this word here from the Hebrew, to bring out the sense right here and share this audible, where it says, from the Hebrew, happy is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is pardoned. And whose sin is pardoned. We have this verse right here. Le David maskil, a teaching of David, right? Skill of David. Ashrei. Nisui pesha'a, kisui chata'a. Now, let's break this down. The word forgiven that is used right here, transgression, is forgiven. Nisui, pesha. Pesha is transgression. Pesha. Chata'a is sin, like lacking, missed the mark. Pesha, transgression, is like kind of like doing too much or going beyond the bounds. Like instead of being in the way, trotting the road, you swerve. Like, you know, like when you're driving, you're on the lines, as it were, or you go further off, and you know, further one can crash. Avoid that. So here it says, Ashrei Nisui Pesha. Nisui is from Nasa. Nasa in the Hebrew, also that root is in the Ethiopic, but here in the Hebrew, Nisui, one lifted up. The sense is lifted up. So the word forgiven, right, is actually lifted up, because Hatiyat, sin, lack, especially in our soul, our psyche, right, as it affects she, our soul, our psyche, is like a burden. So sin, akari, lack, missing the mark, is a burden, right? Is a burden up on the soul. It's a burden upon the soul. So forgiveness is a relief from the load. Now, although we might see this in the carnal mind in the natural sense, right, as we begin to start to look at it, right, even psychically, when one has something on their heart and their mind, as you know, sin, transgression, some trial or tribulation, there is actually a psychical weight, right, that is similar to physical weight, but it's not like a physical weight that you can put down so easily. So when it says, Ashrei Nisui Pesha, right, happy is the one who's like their transgression has been lifted. Kasui from Kasa, right? Kasa means to cover. So the word pardon here, right, is a sense of covering, right? Covered. It's almost like when one has insurance, you know, and one is covered, so to speak. Covered, but in this, the Hebraic sense is one's sin, one akari, is covered so that the offense is no longer seen, sight by Hashofet. Right, for his or her, for the particular one with the chata'a, for their condemnation, right? It's like where the Torah says, when we do that which he appoints to have done in spirit and in truth, even in the tabernacle sense, when he says he will blot out, or he will not see it. We know that the Almighty, if he is Almighty, he has the ability to see everything, to know everything. But when he says he will blot it out, this also proves that he who be, we be, is the Almighty, because you have to be Almighty, right, in that sense, right, to be able to see everything and everything that's possible to see and to know if you blot it out. Or he says, shall be remembered no more, because being Almighty, he has the Almighty power to, you know, not remember that, as well as to remember that. Remember that these powers and attributes, in other words, go both ways. So I point this out right here because that was a very interesting kind of connection, right, that we can hopefully, you know, see in our lives and liberty, so we can make the word, sound, and power more 3D, the word incarnate in flesh in 99 lives and liberty. But here from Psalm 32, a little short as a segue to the Royal and Heart right here, New Testament, Romans chapter 4, verses 4 to 8, justification by the true faith. The true admittance, the true credit, credence, right here.
Full reprint document, Lion of Judah, the College Press, the printing. A couple of highlights and notes right here. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 32. A couple of highlights and notes right here. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 32. Happiness, seeing the happiness of the forgiven. The happiness of the forgiven, or the blessedness. Often in translations we have the blessedness of the forgiven, today's daily psalm. Now, as we have touched on before, we have this wonderful reprint document, Lion of Judah, the College Press, the printing. We have the books and archives available. This one here, the New Testament quotations collated with Hebrew Old Testament scriptures by one named Henry Gugh. G-O-U-G-H, and we have reprinted this right here, in this particular document right here, New Testament quotations, right, collated with the scriptures of the Old Testament, or the Brit Chadash, the Renewed Covenant, collated with the Brit Shana, in the original Hebrew and the version of the LXX, or the Septuagint,
the Koine Greek, and with the other writings, apocryphal, Talmudic, and classical, cited or alleged to be so, and has some excellent notes as well as an index here. Now, this is one of these older books, right, more classic books and works right here, just looking through this and seeing if we have a date or a time, just to share a date or a time when this was printed and published. This was originally a private print, but then Isla Iris had to share this with the fam, original Hebrew and version of LXX, other writings. 1855. Here we go, 1855. So New Testament quotations, because many ones say, well, they like the New Testament, right? But they can't really deal with the Old Testament. And it's interesting because the majority of what we have within the Brit Chadasha, or the New Testament, the Hadith Kidan, Mitzahis, the books of the New Testament, are in reference to the Brit Yeshana. We especially notice that within the Psalms, even the daily Psalms. So often in going through, you know, the studies of the Psalm, as Psalm 1 says, and Psalm 1 has a very important key with today's daily Psalm, Mizmor Lamed Beit, Lamed Veit, the 32nd Psalm, the happiness of the forgiven. Right. What does it have in common is the opening word sound, ashrei, ashrei, right? Or happy, happiness, ashrei, ashrei, nesui pesha, kesui chita'a, happy, ashrei, adam, lo, yachishov, yawa, lawa, ha'on, ha'on, blessed. This is how the KJV often translates, blessed. Then we have italicized, is he whose, outside of vitalization, transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, blessed, or ashrei, happiness, the man, Adam, ashrei, Adam, happy, Adam, Adam is happy, happy is the man to whom Yahweh, Jehovah, imputeth, or imputeth not, does not input iniquity. Very, very interesting, this psalm as we have it. But the key word here, the Ashrei, first psalm, Ashrei Ha'ish, often translates, blessed is the man. Now, there's two different senses in the translation of blessed. There's blessed, the Baruch, blessed, even within the Torah portions in this season, and Kitavo, the Baruch, right, blessed is the man. And that's a different blessed sense than the Ashrei. Ashrei is happy. We said before, one can be blessed. The idea of bless from the barek, bareke, both to bend the knee, but also to multiply, barekete, to multiply, right, to increase. Right? So one may be blessed, but is one Ashrei, is one happy. Now, the Ge'ez provides us a very important key. We have the Bitzu'an, right, Bitzu'an for Ashrei in the first instance, and the Bitzu'i. And this comes from the sense of one who is devoted, I voted, or vowed. So the same word sense, Ashrei, is used in the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament scriptures, where Ha'adon, Yeshua, where Rabboni, Yeshua, where he says the Beatitudes. He declares the Constitution. You see, the Constitution for the kingdom, for the heavenly kingdom, or the kingdom of the heavens, declaring that Constitution, blesses the man, or happiness. So the sense, the context is not the Baruch context of bless in that sense, but it's this sense of the Ashrei, as we have in the first verse. So update this, Chabarim, go look into it for the item itself so you can know this for yourself, that the first psalm, Ashrei Ha'ish, that's what gives us the context and the key right here. But now, in looking through this particular psalm and the connection with the Brit Chadasha, we have Romans chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. So this sense of the happiness is one who is vowed and keeps their word, right? Keeps that word that proceedeth from and through their lips, from their heart, heartically. One who is vowed in the Ethiopic sense of the Bitsuan. So looking up that word, we find that, and also the priests are often titled, you know, in the bishops and in the church, right, so it's the Ethiopic and the Orthodox churches, bishops are given this title, like, you know, the blessed, you know, his excellency, and the term often in the language is the bitsui, right, the bitsui, right, which is the same word in the Ge'ez, or Rit, or Torah, for the Nazir, the Nazir sense, or the one who vows. So the basic principle is that sense of vowing, of one giving their word, the plighted word, word, sound, power. One's word is their bond. So the happiness, so the connection with word is interesting here, as we are in Devarim, Debarim, the word Eile HaDebarim, first word of Deuteronomy, these, Eile HaDebarim, these are the words. Also, that word Debarim refers to the 10 words, Asaret HaDebarim, the 10 words often interpreted or called the 10 commandments. Literally, it's one command with 10 articles. Thus, Yaakov, or James, the first bishop of the church at Yerushalayim, right in exact in the epistle of James, of Yaakov. But he said, if you break one, you break them all, because it's one, we can say it's one command revealing the pure will. This is why Garmawi Nagus Nagest, of all that he could have said, his advice, not just to young people, yes, but to all, is to fulfill the Asaret HaDebarim, the 10 words, Debarim, in the beginning, was the word. Very, very important right here when we look at this psalm that we have here in Romans chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, where it says, even as David, also described the blessedness of the man to whom Elohim, the true good, the true God, imputeth righteousness without works, Lamor saying, bless are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins, ukeries, are covered. Bless Ashrei Adam. Bless Adam, the man to whom Yahweh, Jehovah, will not impute or input chatiyat, input uckery, sin, forfeiture, lack. Then we have the next verse, which says, "V'ein b'rucho remia," and in whose spirit, b'rucho, in whose spirit, "V'ein," no, there is no, "V'ein b'rucho remia," there is no guile. Remember in John's Gospel, and here we have entered in this new Ethiopian Kingdom of God new year, 2012 year. It's the year of Johannes, Kedus Johannes, one Galawi, of John the Evangelist, the good news proclaimer. And in his Gospel, the Gospel according to Kedus Johannes, chapter 1, verse 47, he said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, right, in whom is no guile." Now this is Johannes quoting, right, and giving his witness of the words of Ha'adon, Ha'adawan Yeshua, of Geta Yesus, right, speaking to Andreas, Andrew, right, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile, v'ein b'rucho remia." So we have these two verses here that point and link to today's daily psalm, to Psalm 32, Romans chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, and John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 47. So what's the significance of this, especially here in this particular season? As we look at this, as this psalm applies to the fall festival season, right? How it's even linked with that finding of the true cross, or meskel, right? How it's also linked with the yom, the day of HaKippurim, of the atonement. It's not just Yom Kippur, as many Jews say, but the scriptures, Torah, remind us not just Kippur, it's HaKippurim, the day of the atonement, the at-one-ment, at one man's tau, tav, one man's T, the marking the spot, the X, the T, the tav, at one man's cross, at one man's mark. So right here in today's daily psalm, the Ashrei, Ashrei, connected with happiness, Hebraically speaking. This word in the G'ez is connected with the B'tzu'an and the B'tzu'i, right? From the G'ez root sense of the vowed one, one who has a vow, right? The vow, the words of thy mouth, the meditation of thy heart, may they be humbly acceptable in the eyesight, oh, thy strength, thy redeemer. Today's daily psalm, and also more in Romans chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. Speaking on justification. This word justification and righteousness, in a legal sense, we say ratification. The ones might not understand, and maybe ones do, that sense of a law being ratified, but justification, righteousness being justified, right? Like almost being acquitted, right? In that sense, being vindicated. But justification by faith illustrated in the epistle to Rome Sooch, right? The epistle to the Romans. We have that as the first theme, touching on this section where we have this quote, even here, justifying faith, defined. In other words, the emuna, that subjective faith, focus on the objective of faith being a justifying, a faith that makes one's right, right? The faith, emuna, imnet, amene, to admit, even in the Koine of Greek, we have pistis, right? What one think or admit as being true or the truth. See, that's the key right there with even the sense that we have here within both the psalm and as Hawariya Paulos, the Apostle Paul, Rav Shaul, brings it out for us here in the Epistle to the Romans. But to him that worketh not, but we have this word believeth or believeth or ameneth, credit. Even from the Greek correspondent pistis brings out the sense of credit. Credit, to credit something, to admit that it's true or truthful, or to think of it as being true or truthful. So what is your eretical credit rating? And this is a time to build up Einai credit rating, right? Or Einai faith, the emuna, the imnet, the admittance, the yea and the amen on him that justifieth, that maketh right, the ungodly, the not jar-like, or the ungodly, his faith, his admittance, what he admits as being true, his truth, his trust, his faith, is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man to whom Elohim imputeth righteousness without works. Now, we have to get a sense on what is being spoken of here. Because one might hear about works, and then when one say, well, do your works, one might get confused. There's the works of the law, right? Like the various different sacrifices for chatiyat, for akari, and other things, the debtors, the goats, but as a type, iritically, spiritually, is where we are looking at the spot, because the X, finding of the true cross, marks the spot, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. That's interesting, whose lawlessness, that iniquities, the lawlessness, pesha, nisui, to lift up. The sense in the Hebrew to forgive in today's psalm is the lifting up, because chatiyat and the pesha'ah and lawlessness and transgression, it's a heavy, heavy, heavy load. It's a burden to the soul, to the nefesh, to she, to the psyche in mind. So when it says right here that ashrei, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose lawlessness, transgression, is lifted up, the burden of lawlessness. It's a heavy, heavy load, the guilt and the guiltiness that rests upon consciousness. And whose sins are covered, whose sins, kasui chita'a, whose akaris, right, are covered, so that the judge, when he sees, right, he does not see that they have been covered over, right? That's the sense even right there of the Yom HaKippurim, but in the fullness of the finding in the innermost of the innocence, the true meskel, the true cross, the X that marks the spot. Blessed is the man to whom Yahweh, to whom Jehovah Adonai will not input chatiyat. See, because in putting that chatiyat, that right there, it'll mess up your credit rating. But really, it's based on if you have a messed up credit rating, a lack of yea and amen in the truth concerning he who be who he be, that there can and does adversely affect, right, whether or not, right, this word is a rhema word. You have to find that spot. And what did David reveal in today's daily psalm? The steps, right, the steps of that return, the steps of repentance. So this is an excellent psalm right here in the prepping, preparing, getting I iritical credit rating, right, straight, so we can enter in the gate. Won't be incredible, right, but very, very credible. See, incredible have no credit, have no faith, no yea and amen, but having the yea and amen and building it up, even here in the season with 11 or so days still to go in the season to the Maskal and also the Rosh Hashanah. Yes, I, Rastafari, Hasaket, Ushma, Yisrael. Keep silent and hear, O Yisrael. For the sages, they link the idea of becoming a nation with the study of HaTorah. Hasaket Ushma Yisrael, keep silent and hear, O Israel, implying that Torah, John's direction, instruction, the da'at, the data, the gnosis, the knowledge with Einai identity of who we be, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, chosen nation, chosen people, 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 chosen people.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So here, the Royal Amharic, to go through first, to give a first here.
Abraham Tebuda, native speaker here from the HSV, Haile Selassie version from His Majesty's Bible, authorized, revised, and Amharic Bible right here on the No Pain version. Yes, I hear this. Awo. Happy, happy.
መዝሙር 31 በቅንፍ 32 የዳዊት መተላለፉ የቀረችለት ኃጢአቱም የተከደነችለት ምስጉን እግዚአብሔር በደልን የማይቆጥርበት በመንፈሱም ሽንገላ የሌለበት ሰው ምስጉን ሁልጊዜ ከመጮሄ የተነሳ ዝም ባልኩ ጊዜ አጥንቶቼ ተበላሽ በቀንና በሌሊት እጅህ ከብዳብኛለችና እርጥበቴም ለበጋ ትኩሳት ተለወጠ። ኃጢአቴን ላንተ አስታወቅ፣ በደሌንም አልሸፈንክ። ለእግዚአብሔር መተላለፌን እነግራለሁ፣ አንተም የልቤን ኃጢአት ተውህል። ስለዚህ ቅዱስ ሁሉ በምቹ ጊዜ ወደ አንተ ይለምናል፣ ብዙ የጥፋት ውሃም ወደ እርሱ አይቀርብም። አንተ ለእኔ መሸሸጊያዬ ነህ፣ ከጣርም ትጠብቀኛል። ከከበቡኝ ታድነኝ ዘንድ ደስታዬ ነህ። አስተምርሃለሁ በምትሄድበት መንገድ መራሃለሁ። አይኖቼን ባንተ ላይ አጠናል። ወደ አንተ እንዳይቀርቡ በልባብና በልጓም ጉንጫቸውን እንደሚለጉሟቸው ልብ እንደሌላቸው እንደ ፈረስና እንደ በቅሎ አትሁኑ። በኃጢአተኛ ብዙ መቅሰፍት አለበት፣ በእግዚአብሔር የሚታመነውን ግን ምሕረት ይከበዋል። ጻድቃን ሆይ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበላችሁ፣ ሐሴትም አድርጉ። ልባችሁም የቀና ሁላችሁ እልል በሉ።
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemigashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
So right here, we got at least 11 verses right here, today's daily psalm. Got 11 verses plus a superscription, you could say 12. But right here, without the music, just to hear the native speaker, and then we'll ride up. Hit us.
Mazmur 31, Bekennif 32. Yedawit, Timhir. Mattalalafu yek arrachillet, hatiatum metakaddenachillet, misgunno. እግዚአብሔር በደልን የማይቆጥርበት በመንፈሱ ሽንገላ የሌለበት ሰው ምስጉን ነው። ሁልጊዜ ከመጮሄ የተነሳ ዝም ባልኩ ጊዜ አጥንቶቼ ተበላሽ። በቀንና በሌሊት እጅህ ከብዳብኛለችና እርጥበቴም ለበጋ ትኩሳት ተለወጠ። ኃጢአቴን ላንተ አስታወቅ፣ በደሌንም አልሸፈንኩም። ለእግዚአብሔር መተላለፌን እነግራለሁ፣ አንተም የልቤን ኃጢአት ተውህልኝ። ስለዚህ ቅዱስ ሁሉ በምቹ ጊዜ ወደ አንተ ይለምናል፣ ብዙ የጥፋት ውሃም ወደ እርሱ አይቀርብም። አንተ ለእኔ መሸሸጊያዬ ነህ፣ ከጣርም ትጠብቀኛለህ። ከከበቡኝ ታድነኝ ዘንድ ደስታዬ ነህ። አስተምርሃለሁ በምትሄድበትም መንገድ እመራሃለሁ። ዐይኖቼን በአንተ ላይ አጠናለሁ። ወደ አንተ እንዳይቀርቡ በልባብና በልጓም ጉንጫቸውን እንደሚለጉሟቸው ልብ እንደሌላቸው እንደ ፈረስና እንደ በቅሎ አትሁኑ። በኃጢአተኛ ብዙ መቅሰፍት አለበት፣ በእግዚአብሔር የሚታመነውን ግን ምህረት ይከበዋል። ጻድቃን ሆይ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበላችሁ፣ ሐሴትም አድርጉ፣ ልባችሁም የቀና ሁላችሁ እልል በሉ።
So here today's daily psalm is Moreh Dawit, Salasa An, the Kinfwist, Salasa Hulet. So here in the Royal Amharic, here we have the Ge'ez construct. Hold on for one moment. Let me just see if I can get the title right here. Like we say, this is a happiness of the forgiven, just from the Royal Amharic right here at the same time. Let me just see if I could bring this up, brothers and sisters. Give me one moment right here. Psalm 32, scroll here, and the theme here, Bamarinya, Gilita Nuzaze, Gilit, like revealed Nuzaze, like a revealed confession. Gilita Nuzaze. A revealed confession, a revealing confession right here, today's daily psalm. And this corresponds here from the Hebrew happiness of the forgiven. So we have the title here. Here we're reading from the Mezmor Dawit, the parallel Bible, or the parallel psalms, the Psalms of David and the Gush Dawit, here known in the Ethiopic as the Mezmor Dawit. So the expression Mezmor, Psalm of Dawit, Mezmor Dawit. Right, Psalm of David. Bamarinya in the Amharic will say Ye of Dawit Mezmor. So the word order is a little different sometimes from the Ge'ez to the Amharic. So here the Parallel Bible version containing in one volume, both 1611 AD, the English KJV, and the Ethiopian King of Kings, the Royal Amharic, 1961 AD text, originally published by Moan Dessa Zemneger Yehuda, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah has prevailed, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, his Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie first, to you may Xiavi here, the elector of Xiavi, the sustainer, God, Negusineges Zay, Ethiopia, King of Kings of Ethiopia. So here, the HIM Bible, the HSV, Haile Selassie version, KJV, side by side. We have a few introduction, annotation, and some comments and some notes right here from the special Jubilee printing from 2011. And this psalm is one of them, so we'd like to share that. So here, Mezmor Dawit, the title, Psalm of David. The ancient numbering, Salasa 31. So in the ancient numbering, today's daily psalm, that's called Psalm 32, in the ancient, Salasa An. Bekinfwist, in the parentheses, Salasa Hulet. So in His Majesty's Bible, it has like the ancient numbering where appropriate, but then like the parenthesis can help us follow along and compare, contrast in the other versions, the later versions. So here, Mezmor Dawit, Salasa An, Bekinfwist, Salasa Hulet, 32. Ye Dawit Timheret, the English, a psalm. You'll see in your Bibles, like psalm will be italicized. Right, the word psalm is not found, as we don't have the word psalm here in the superscription from His Majesty the King of Kings Bible. Instead, we have Ye Dawit Timheret. So not reading the italicized, you'll be of David Maskil in the KJV, corresponding to Ye Dawit of David, the well-beloved. Root there is like the love, the word love, wadada, wadada. Yeah, Dawit of David. Also in the Hebrew, you know, yada di dod, love. Like lika dodi, for example, come dodi, my lover, my friend. Also in another context, uncle. But anyway, here we have Yeah, Dawit of David, Timheret. Timheret is teaching in the Amharic. So give us a Timheret of His Majesty's teaching. So here in His Majesty's Bible, it gives us more of the context, right, and the proper Targum here for how Maskil is being used right here. So Maskil, as we touched on instruction, the sense of instruction and counsel, right, also from Sakal, to be circumspect, bringing it out here, Yedawi Timheret. So here we have a footer here, two footers. I'd like to share this at the outro. The Amharic, Timherit. The Ethiopic, we call this the Ethiopic Talmud. Why? Because the word Talmud comes from Lamed, Lemed, Lemedeh, like we have in the Amharic, and it means to learn, to become accustomed. So the operative word Talmud is an operative word for teaching. So this is our Ethiopic teaching here, meaning generally learning, teaching, instruction. So the word Timherit, all right, the teaching of His Majesty, learning, instruction, also in a latter-day sense, education. But the root idea, learning, teaching, instruction, implying the Hebrew Torah or the ancient Orit. What is the Orit? It's the Pentateuch, we say, of the Ethiopian Hebrews, of the Beta Israel of Ethiopia. We refer to Torah as the Orit. Second note right here is on Maskil. So based on our studies, you know, we hear different things, you know, this come from Egypt or that's linked with this or that. And this we studied and we give a footnote here connecting Maskil from Joe Macy, a book of the beginning, page 87, where he says Maskil is a term found in the titles. He says that the Hebrew gives no primary account of the word and is usually derived from sakal. To give instruction or to be circumspect. I think he meant that the English doesn't really give any primary account of the word, because what he does have here is that it's from sakal, which means to give instruction or to be circumspect. He goes on to write, he says that this is the Egyptian seker, S-E-K-H-E-R, seker, which means to give counsel and instruct. So finding this, we put this here in our notes here in His Majesty's Bible side by side for KJV. So the Hebrew, sakal, to give instruction, the ancient metunet, we could say the holy language of ancient Egypt, so to speak, the seker, because remember, the ancient Egyptian, their language is also related to like an Afro-Semitic, right, as the Hebrew, as the Amharic. But the seker means to give counsel and instruct. But then he goes on to write, but such is not the meaning of Maskil. He writes that we find it in the Psalm of David Maskil, to the chief musician Maskil, for the sons of Korah Maskil, to the chief musician upon Machalata Maskil, on Neginot, Minginot, Maskil, Maskil of Asaph, Maskil of Heman. In this instance, Maskil is synonymous with a psalm or prayer, which is a cry or a call from the depths, from the deeps, a cry, a call from the depths. Like many of the psalms, quote, now it will be shown that certain utterances for deliverance found in the psalms, Joe Macy writes, are the same as those in, he has the Book of the Dead or the Pratim Heru, coming forth by day. Therefore, we connect Maskil with the Egyptian Meskar, Maskil with Meskar. The Maskil was the prayer or utterance from the depths, from the deeps. So this can be taken literally from like a deep, you're in a pit or something, or it can be taken in the psycho-spiritual sense of from a deep place in consciousness. Right, or subconsciousness, a prayer or utterance from the depths. The cars in ancient Egypt was known as the cars. The cars are like the Hades, like the Sheol, like the depths of our, the sub of the subconsciousness when we now look at it in the more scientific, psychological sense. The continual prayers for the sons of Korah uphold the sense here assigned to Maskil. Korah, it said, was fabled to have been swallowed alive by the earth and therefore went down into the depths. And his sons, who did not follow in the ugly ways of their father, his sons, his children, they become choristers and contribute as well because they're Levites. So the thanks and the praise. So get into that a little bit more, but just share that right here. At the outset, we find that particular reference and link linguistically, both in the ancient Egyptian, the Rayan Komet or the Metuneta, the language of the people, the language of the gods, as well as the Hebrew to be right and accurate. So we inserted that there in our footnotes. Here, The Sama'ah, the word that were meant to produce the Hadu Amlak, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one source, Ahadu Amlak. Mezmur Dawit Salasa An, the Kintwis Salasa Hulet. Yeah, Dawit Timheret, Psalm of David, Teaching of David, a Psalm of David Maskil, Kuter And, verse 1. Metalalafu, Yekarechlet, Khatiatum, The English, blesses he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. If you look at the King James Version, without the italicized, blessed he, transgression forgiven, sin covered. Metelalefu, metelalefu. Here we have metelalefu, yekarechlet, achatiatuma, yetekadenechlet, miskuno. Metelalefu. Alefe is like the past, like the past. Telalef, like almost like going to and fro. Metelalefu, the idea of transgression or like going beyond in that sense. Metelalefu. In other words, go up to the line, you cross the line. Metelalefu. Yekrechlet. Yekrech. Kere, kere means to remain. Yekrech. She that remains let. That she that remains for him or she that is left behind. Now, here it has a feminine sense. Now, the soul is she, in male and female, according to the Afro-Shemitic, the Ethiopian Hebrew, the linguistics of the language, both the Amharic and the Hebrew. So here we have metelalefu, his transgression, yekarechelet, is left behind, kere, kere, to be left behind. Let me give a quick example. He said in the highlands of Ethiopia, the Israelites of Ethiopia, that when somebody had wronged another person, they would put a stone on their shoulder and they would go to the wrong party. Now, they're now putting basically their judgment in the wrong person's hand. They could take the stone and stone them. But usually what happens in the holy tradition is that stone, that burden is taken off of the person's shoulder and put down. That putting down of the stone is like yekara, yekara. You know, if you say to one, yekara, yekara, like let it remain, like leave it behind. In that sense. So the metelalefu yekrechlet, she is left behind, let for him. Chatiatum, chatiat, chatiat in the Amharic, like the chata, the chata'a, chatiat, chatiatu, his chatiat. Chatiat comes from the chata, from the is also the ata. Ata means like to miss, like you miss something. Like to miss the mark or almost like lack something, to miss something, lacking or missing. Chatiatum, his sin or his lacking, his missing, his forfeiture in a more of a legal sense. Chatiatum, his lack, his missing, his uckery. Yete kadenet chilet. Yete kadenet chilet. Yete kadenet. Kadenet. Kadenet means to cover. From that word kadenet, in Yete Kadenechelet, she is covered for him. His uppery is covered psychologically in the suke, in the nefesh, and the soul is covered for him. The same word Kadene, cover, we have the Kal Kidan, Kal, word in Amharic, Kidan, a covering. Chatiatum Yete Kadenechelet, Miskun, no, Miskun, Miskun. Same word we have in the Royal Amharic Psalm for Psalm 1, Miskuno, the Kafuch, right? Blesses the man, Yalheda, Kafuch, men get Yalheda. Blesses the man that walketh not in the way of, the evil doer, right? But here the word Miskun from Amasegana to praise from Miskana, related to Miskana. Miskun is like praise, praiseworthy. My praiseworthy is he. This can have a twofold sense, that one who has received such forgiveness and covering for uckery is full of praise, right? And even that one there is also worthy of praise because they were forgiven. So it has a twofold sense. But we'll say praiseworthy is he. Kutaran, metalalefu, yekarechlet, chatiatum, yetekadenechlet, miskunno. Praiseworthy be he, is he. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Exiavia, bedelin, yemai kuterbet, be minfesuma shingela, yele lebeta so miskunno. the English, blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth and putteth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Exiav yihar, the sustainer. The good, the excellent Av, Exiav yihar, Exiav yihar, the sustainer. Bedelin. Bedel is like wrongdoing. Like, forgive us, you know, our transgression and the song, not the song, but the Our Father prayer. But bedel is like hurt or wrongdoing. Exiavia bedelin, wrongdoing, yemai kotarabet, yemai kotarabet. Kotarabet comes from the kotara, like to count, to number. Yemai kotarabet, yemai kotar, he does not number bet, against him. So his, or the wrongdoing, Exiavia does not count, right? Count. In other words, he kind of strikes that off, almost like you're doing accounting, right? And, you know, you give somebody almost like a break, to say even a discount or whatever, you're not going to add that up. So Exiavia bedelin, yemai kotar bet, does not count it, say input it. But menfesum. Menfes is spirit, menfesu his spirit, bear in by way of the M at the end, the menfesum, right, and in his spirit, his irid, shingala, from shenegala, in an innocent way, a good sense is like coaxing, cajoling a baby, oh, cool, don't be upset, it's going to be all right, little baby, right, but then in a big people sense, it can be like guile. Right, but men fesum in his spirit shengela guile yelele bet yelele without bet in him yelele bet so in the man the person without shengela without guile the men fesum in his spirit guno is praiseworthy right is praiseworthy. Kuter hulet verse 2 exiabia bedelin yemai kuter beta be men fesuma shengela yelele beta so mis guno. Kutarasaurus, verse 3. Hulgize, ka mechone, mechohe, and beg now. Hulgize, ka mechohe, a yetanessa, zema baluhugize, atentochea, tebelashu. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. Hulgize, hul, from hulu, all, hul, short. Of hulu, hulu means all, hul, all, gizeh, all the time, hul, gizeh, ka, mechohe, yetanessa, mechohe, mechohe, mechoh, mechoh, my shouting, right, my shouting, my roaring in that sense, ka, mechohe, yetanessa, due to my shouting, my roaring all the day, zim, silence, ba, lehu, a gizeh, when I was silenced, atintoche, atintot, atint is bone, atintoche, my bones, tebelashu, my bones like wore out, my bones almost like got spoiled, like wore out, in the sense of becoming old in the KJV sense. Kuter sauce, hurgize, ka mechohe yetanessa, zim, baluhugize, atintoche, tebelashu. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Bekenana belelit iji, kubda binyalechina, arit abetim, le bega, tikusata telowata. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, upon I. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Beken, ken is day, leilit is night. Bekenana beleilit, in the day and in the night. Bekenana beleilit, by day and by night. Idje, the eye, male hand. The eye, male hand, idje. Kabda binyalechina, for she was kabda. She was heavy on me. Kabda bin against I lechina alechina she was bekenana belelit eje day and night thy male hand kabda bin alechina for she was heavy upon me thy hand day and night arta betem my moisture lebega like for summer tikusat the heat of summer telowat arta bete My moisture, retebe, being like well-wateredness, lebega, for summer, tikusat, the heat of summer, telawat, was turned. Kutara arat, bekanana belelitije, kabdabinyalechina, retebetema, lebega, tikusat, telawat, kutara amis, verse 5. Khatiatena laanta asatawakuhu, bedelenim ala shefenuhu, legziabia metalalafena negralu alu. Antem yelibin khatiata, tawihlin. I acknowledge my sin, my lack to the eye, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, my akri, my lack, Selah. Pause. Chatiate, chatiat, my chatiat, my lack, my akri, my falling short, my missing the mark. Chatiatein, le'antet, the eye male and none other, le'antet, asa tawet kohu. I will inform, I will cause to know, I will like make known, the sense of acknowledge, I will make it, cause it to be known to the eye, my akri, my lack. Hatiaten le'anta astawakohu. Bedelein, bedelei, my bedel, bedeleinim, and my bedel, my wrongdoing, al shefennuhum. I will not, in essence, also the sense of, like hide, right? Shefene, like al shefene whom I will not hide my wrongdoing. Legziavihir to the sustainer, the good, the excellent ab. Metalalefein, my metalalef, metalalefe, my transgression, my going like beyond. Inegralu, I will tell. Aluhu, I have said that I will tell my transgression to the sustainer. Antem, and the eye male antem, ante, the eye male, antem, ye libain, libe, my heart, ye libain of my heart, chatiat, the lack of my heart, tawihlin, you cause to like leave, cause it to be left in that sense for I, you know, on my behalf. Utel Amis, verse 5 again. Chatiatin la ante astawekohu. Bedelenim ala shefenuhu. Leg ziavia metalalafin and negralu al. Antem ye libin chatiat tawihlin. Utel Sidis, verse 6. Silazi kedus hulua. Bemichu gize. Wode ante ye lemnal. Bizua yet efata wahama wadarsu I karbim. For this shall everyone that is godly pray to thee in the time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the flood of great waters they shall not come nigh near to the eye. Silezi, sile because of izi, because of this, or therefore, for this, because of this, therefore, silezi. Kedus, holy, hulu, all holy, bemitshu gize, in a convenient time. Selezia, kedus, hulu, bemitshu gize, wada ante, wada towards ante, towards the eye, male and none other. Yilemna, will beseech. Wada ante, yilemna, will beseech, will supplicate to the eye. Bizu, nuf, yet tefat, destruction, wucha, water, yet afata wucha, waters of destruction, bizu yet afata wucham, and much, enough water of destruction, water ersu, towards him, water ersu, I karbim, will not come nigh to him. Selezik, adusu luba, michu gize, water ante ilemna, bizu yet afata wuchama, water ersu, I karbim. Kutar Sabat, verse 7. Ante lene meshashigia yein katarima tit at kenyale ka kababunya tadeneng zena testaye ne. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shall preserve me from trouble. Thou, the eye, shall compass I about with songs of deliverance, Selah. Antes, I, male, lene, for I. Antes, I, lene, meshashegiyaye, my meshashegiya, the place I flee to say like my hiding place. Ante, lene, meshashegiyaye, ne. Meshashigiyaye, my hiding place, ne, the IB. Ante, lene, meshashigiyaye, ne. Kut arim, tar, like trouble, like tight, constricting situation. Kut arim, tit ev kenyale, you will, the I, speaking directly to he, you will keep I, you will preserve I. Kut arim, from trouble. Kut arim, tit ev kenyale. Kababoon, kababe, to encircle, kababoon, they who encircle, that which they are that encircle, I, kababoon, tadenen, to save, to make I dehna, tadenen zen, so as to make I dehna, kababoon, from that which surrounds I, destaye, desita, happiness, joy, destaye, my happiness, ne. The IB, destayene, the IB, my happiness. Ante lene meshashigayene, kat arim tetet kenyale, kakababunya tadenen zen, destayene, kutara cement, verse 8. Astemir hallo, bemitahe de betim amenged in rahalo, ainochin, be ante lie, atenalo. I will instruct thee and teach thee, I, in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Astemir, to teach the eye, male, alo, I will. Astemir, halo, I will teach the eye. Ben mitahe de betim, in the way to go. In, or in that which you go, like where you go, and you're going, but mitahe de betim, men get in the way that you go, imerah alo, I will guide the eye. I know chain, here in the plural sense, mine eyes, I know chain, the antelai atanalo, will guide the eye. It's almost like studied on the eye. Astemir rahallo, bemitahe de betim menged merahallo, aino chain, the ante lie atanalo. Kuter zeteng, verse 9, right here. What ante and I karvu, bel babina bel guama, guna chacho win and the mia le guamuacho, lib in the lelacho, in the forestina, in the beklo, atuhunu. Be y'all not as the horse or as the mule that have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near to the eye. What a ante towards the eye and die curable, as they don't come, right? So that they don't come. Bel babina bel guam. Here we have like the bit and the bridle. Right, gunchacho win their cheeks in the me leguemu acho, like bridle their cheeks bridle with bit, you know, and bridle lib heart in the lelacho, as those that don't have heart in the ferres, like a horse, and not in the beklo, and as a mule in the beklo, atuhunu, don't y'all be. What ante and I carvu, bel babina bel guam, gunchacho win in the mia legumuacho, lib in the lelacho, in the faresina, in the beklo, atuhunu, kutaraser, verse 10. Be hatiatenya bizu a mekasasita leveta, be gziavia yamia tamino win, gin, mihereta ye kababawal. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, the ratchet, but he that trusteth in the sustainer, Xiavia, mercy shall compass him about. Be chatiatenya, in the panza, on the chatiatenya, the sin of the ukka, the lacquer. Bizu, nuff, mek a sefit, like chastisements, mek a sefit, alebet will be upon. Many sorrows will be upon the Akka, the sinner, the lacquer. The one who tamene, ras taman, tamen, amene, to trust, tamene, the one who trusts, yamiyatamna win, those who trust, begziavia, the trusters in Xiavia again. However, the trusters in Xiavia, mehiret, mercy, ye kabibawal, will encircle, like encompass, will encircle. Kutarasaraan, tzadikan hoi, O righteous, begziavia, desibalachu. Hasetema adirgu lebatshuhum yekena hulatshuhum elil belu. Be glad in Xiavia and sustain and rejoice, ye all righteous, and shout for joy, all y'all that are upright in heart. Tzadikan is the righteous, the tzadik, righteous ones, tzadikan, righteous ones. Tzadikan hoy, O ye, O your righteous ones. Beg Ziyavia in the sustainer. Beg Ziyavia. Des, happiness. Ye belachu. Be happy. Des ye belachu. All of y'all, be happy. Speaking to you all, y'all. Beg Ziyavia. Des ye belachu. Hasetim adrugu. Hasetim and rejoice and do the sacred rejoicing. Lebachu whom? Y'all heart. So live his heart, lebachu whom, and your heart. So all of I and I, all the item having one heart, one love, one heart. And your heart, yekena, upright, yekena, hulachu whom, yekena, being upright, hulachu whom, all of your heart, be upright. Elil, belu, elil, the halel here in the royal heart, the elil, elil. The elil ta, hallelujah, the elil, elil bello, here brings up a sense of shouting for joy, the elil ta, elil, do the elil ta, do the rejoicing, do the exaltation, kuta asaran, tzadikan hoi, begziavya deshibalachu, hasetim adrugu, elibachu hum, yekena hulachu hum, elil bello, elil, joy. Decides to say the hallelujah right here on the outro right here. We only have a couple of moments right here. Just go through this in the English. Build up on this a little bit more, brothers and sisters. Shabbat shalom. Send best salam.
Psalm 32.
Mishmor lamedbet le David Maschil.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
Ashre nesui pesha.
Whose sin is covered.
Kesui hata'a.
Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity.
Ashre Adam.
And in whose spirit there is no guile.
Lo yachshov Adonai lo avon.
When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. Moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto thee. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. be ye not as the horse, or as the mule which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle as they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous. Shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart, upright in heart, upright in heart, upright in heart.